So I got out of work, and these were in with me, so I know they weren't melted or hot. I just opened them up, put them on my face, and they just snapped right down the frickin' middle.
Wow, you need to slow down, Hulk, okay? Just calm down. I just threw him off.
No, I'm okay. Keep going. Go with this. Come on. Don't. No, keep going. Keep going.
That's how you broke your glasses.
Because I hulked out on
them? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Were you mad?
No, I wasn't mad. I was just awesome. I get to wear these cool ass sunglasses because it's bright out and I want to shade my eyes from the UV rays. So I go to open them up and they just crack right in half.
No, those broke. They didn't crack.
You had to have hulked out on him.
Right?
I did not. That's why I'm pissed off about
Settle down, Bruce. Settle down.
Bruce, I know your dad kittens. Hasn't...
Okay, so what the hell do you guys want to talk about?
You want us to fix him for you?
No, I just saved him to bring him up.
Cause hey, only a woman can calm him down.
Completely great glasses.
Hey.
Well, wait. How much did they cost?
$24.
You got ripped off.
Apparently, yeah.
Did you go to the guy in the mall?
Yeah, no. Where did you buy them?
South Dakota.
At a gas station?
Off. No. At a motorcycle store.
You got ripped off.
Yeah, definitely, then.
They were fake bike glasses.
The other ones I had were
false. Wait, how long have you had them?
3 years.
Oh, they're old. That's why they rotted.
Yeah, plastic glasses rotted. That makes total sense. Okay, welcome to the podcast. I am Jesse Meyer.
Cody Meyer.
Al Cole.
And?
Allison Waterbury.
Woo! We have a guest speaker today, given her input.
It's a woman.
So you guys, calm down. I'm sure that we're going to get more guy listeners than chick listeners. Just a hunch.
I doubt it. We probably won't get any.
Because they're going to tune in to the girl.
I don't even know what we're going to talk about.
Everything and anything. It's a podcast.
What video games do you like to play?
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
Can you be more vague?
Yeah. Which one?
Black Ops.
That's your favorite to play?
Modern Warfare 3.
And?
That's it.
And?
That's it.
And
what do you like about those games?
Littering and
shooting people. You sound like a dark woman.
Anyways,
she just enjoys a lot of built up rage.
Yeah, look at who she lives with.
I suppose.
I'm glad she pointed to you first.
I'm plugging it just because I keep getting weird feedback, so I hear you guys twice. It's just really annoying. Because I know it's picking up our voices, because it's still going. Otherwise, it wouldn't be picking up our voices.
Oh, this is a good one.
Okay, so how about we talk about why do you like Call of Duty so much?
I said,
why not Battlefield or...
Because it's easier for me to kill people.
Alright, okay.
This sounds so dark.
What kind of easier? What is your favorite? What's your favorite weapon?
She just knows the controls. What's your weapon better of choice, game,
I should say?
That's probably why.
She doesn't like to learn new controls. We just kind of threw that game at her and said, here, play with us.
That's what happened to me in Halo.
Yeah.
That is literally what happened.
Well, I tried playing Battlefield once with Al.
Really? But the only difference that I found is the crouch and the stab is different.
Yes.
But if
and
we were
the
her...
whole realness of the weapons,
yeah,
I think.
I can't.
It's too real in Battlefield?
People. Yeah.
Battlefield is more real.
If
real...
the first game we brought her was Battlefield 3, then she would have.
Or yeah. Battlefield in general.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure they're
Then
all...
she would have liked that more, but since really the first game was Black Ops, right?
Yeah, it was Black Ops. Yeah. No, it was Modern Warfare 2.
No, I never played that one.
That
yeah,
wasn't
remember
split screen,
played?
So she didn't realize.
Yeah, it's split screen.
No, it wasn't.
That wasn't split screen online.
No.
Private match.
Well, private match, yeah.
Yeah, but see, I didn't like that because it wasn't fair between me.
So Black Ops was, though, the really first multiplayer game that she
that
played online.
Yeah.
And that was
And now we have Andy playing it.
Yeah, but he doesn't really
awesome.
Play.
That's awesome. You watched him play it?
Yeah, but he
used to play it back at our old apartment.
Dude, I'm only just because we so made him.
I'm just getting so pumped because we have so many. I'm used to just gaming by myself online, and that's boring. So now I'm starting to play with you guys, and now it's like, I can't not play with someone
because
it's
haven't...
boring and horrible.
Yeah, and you always get into the worst lobbies, it seems like, when you're by yourself.
That's true.
That's because you just don't have people to play with and be mad with you at this lobby.
Well, okay, see, but the thing is that we always play as a team, like, together.
Yeah.
And then when you try to play as a team with other people that just don't understand the concept of if you play as a team, you will win pretty much hands down. Unless they're new to me.
You find a select few people once in a while.
Yes, but it's hard to find them.
Yeah.
Different games that don't really matter.
Well, yeah.
Like, in my opinion, Modern Warfare, those games, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter. But I'm saying it makes it easier on everybody else if you play kind of as a team, though.
Yeah.
If you have people watching your back. If you play as a team, it really, for Call of Duty games, it really comes down to just
who has the better noob tubing experience?
No, just...
It turns into noob tubers. Because
I can take out noob tubers. I know how to take them out.
Well, yeah, I can too. It's just that is...
So it's not about noob tubing. It comes down to the...
Because that's really all...
personal skill level of each person on the team.
Have you noticed as well, though, it starts out, the new Call of Duties or whatever, Modern Warfare, it starts out where everybody actually tries to go through every class and use it at least once. So noob tubing in the beginning is not that big of an issue. But as soon as a new game comes out and everybody buys that new game, then they go back and play it. It seems like everybody's noob tubing, and that's all they do.
That's because they lost their skill.
Yeah.
They're doing that to get the kills because they've lost the skill in the game that they're going back to.
Yes. See, I would rather gun people down than noob tube them any day.
That's because you prefer a challenge, which is why you play video games, right? You don't play video games because you're awesome. You play video games because it's a challenge.
Well, I like to play video games to make myself feel awesome.
Which is why the Kinect will never be. Which is why a Kinect will never be the main thing. You'll always have a controller.
Yeah,
I would never be able to get rid of my controller because I can just do too much stuff with my controller that I couldn't do with the Kinect. No matter how integrated and how awesome it could be.
Remember when I never used to play video games and then I started
Got you into video games.
I was terrible. I'd rather play PC games, first-person shooter PC games, and I would be really good at those.
I still prefer...
It's really expensive.
It does, but then I went to where I didn't play like video games at all to playing Xbox, and now that's all I will play.
Yeah,
unless I can get Counter-Strike in my hands, because I love that.
I can't go back to PC gaming. It costs too much money to keep up to date.
I could play Counter-Strike all day.
That's why I like consoles so much.
But see, I wish... Like, I was playing Ghost Recon the other day.
Which one?
The second one. Ghost Recon 2.
Don't get me out. I don't know which one I have.
I played that one on PS2.
Yes. Is the act...
Advanced Warrior Fighter?
Yeah. And I like it, but it's... It seems too third person for me.
Too third person?
Yeah. Because you can, like, tell your guys to go over here. So you keep switching between the two or whatever. It's not, like, when I started playing, like, games like that, Tom Clancy games, like Rainbow Six, was for the 64.
Yeah.
Where it's first-person shooter, and, you know, you had your other guy behind you, and then you had another team of two. Or this is a team of four. And you have to command three other guys. See, there's too much going on there.
Okay, so you just want... Here's a guy, shoot him. You don't want to coordinate. You just want to...
I like to coordinate, but I'd rather coordinate with people. Yes, people.
Who can say, I'm doing this, you do this.
Yes.
Instead of just computer school.
My army background says, okay...
So you want better AI.
Better AI.
Better artificial intelligence.
Yes. To where...
Which is the new machinima that we're coming out with.
Yes.
The AI. Watch it.
Yes, it's going to be awesome.
Self-plug. Anyways.
But yeah. So, take, in Rainbow Six for the 64, you could play two-player on that.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you play four-player, because there's four guys.
Yeah.
And you can coordinate...
This replaces the fuzzy controllers in.
Yes. And you could coordinate, so each guy, each team does a certain thing. Like, you could map out your... whatever.
Yeah.
So now, if they could take, like, the 64 version of that, and make a 360 version of that?
They have
a better graphic version?
Yes.
They have that in Advanced Warrior Fighter. You just didn't understand the controls.
That's the thing with going from 64 to any other platform, is that controls suddenly are just completely alien. Yes.
But I mean, it was exactly first-person shooter. It was like Battlefield.
Yep.
For those kind of controls. You can switch it to
third person. In Advanced Warrior Fighter, you can.
Because
silence.
I went through the tutorial, and the tutorial was okay, but...
No, tutorials suck. Tutorials suck. They're too long, and they're boring.
Yes, but I didn't know how to play it.
I don't care.
So it taught me how to play it, but I still sucked because it wasn't my style of gaming.
I don't. I like tutorials. It teaches me how to play.
She's more of a casual gamer, and she needs that.
See, I read the pamphlet.
I need to know how to play before I actually play.
I don't even do that. I just kind of like to drop right in.
I read it, and then it's like, oh. And then I go through the tutorial, and because I read the packet, I know moves before the tutorial's over that I unlock achievements.
Yeah, but you're an achievement hunter.
Kind of, yeah.
No, you are.
I'm for the gun and run kind of achievement thing, you know?
And yet, I haven't got 100% on any game. Explain that.
But you still look them up, and you're like, oh.
Oh, so you're I do. I go for the easy achievements.
Yeah, it's you're easy, the guy that comes over, and you're like, oh, let me get you this achievement. It is an easy one, I get that, but you probably looked it up, am I right?
A lot of them that I get for yours are ones that I've done that it's like, how have you done that yet?
See,
it's like, you beat 4 out of the 5, like, level 1 trial games with the Phoenix or whatever, and you needed to beat the last one. And that's all I did. And it's like, hey, I unlocked an achievement.
I'm just like, whoop-de-doo, Basil.
Yeah. I go for the, I don't go for the achievements. I go to make myself better at the game.
Yeah.
And try to make myself feel awesome.
The thing I'd like to see with the achievement points is, like, a store where you could, like, spend them.
So that's what they're trying to do with the Avatar Awards. They're trying to switch over to that more.
Where you could buy stuff for your avatar.
Yeah, so...
You know, maybe not...
So have you experienced the Avatar Awards yet?
I don't think so.
So
she made her avatar and that was it.
So with your avatar, in certain games, when you play them a certain way, you unlock Avatar Awards, like clothing and props.
Oh, t-shirts and whatnot. T-shirts, pants, masks,
helmets, all sorts of stuff.
I guess I never realized.
And so... That's really cool for me because it's like, I did this, and I unlocked this, and you can show it off.
See, that would be cool.
The way I see it is your avatar should represent you, but that's just me.
I get that too, which is why I went to basic so that people could recognize me.
Yeah, exactly. That's why my guy is the way he is.
My ODST battle armor. I love that.
And then I don't have that because my ODST is still in its plastic wrapper.
That's okay, because I didn't get it from ODST. I bought it.
Oh, see, he spends
my Avatar Awards came out after ODST.
Oh.
But they did make one, which was the Supervisor, which you have no idea what it was, what the Supervisor is.
It sounds like somebody who's in charge of a lot of people at work.
No, the Superintendent. There we go.
I was going to say.
The Supervisor.
It sounds like a school person. Superintendent.
It does.
In charge of the school. He's in charge of the school of Aviat. Of
Aviat.
That sounds Spanish or something.
New Mombasa is African.
I was going to say,
that sounds more African.
What is there to do but laugh? Because it was hilarious.
You could giggle on the inside.
Who giggles on the inside? If I get a giggle, I giggle. I will let it out.
You will LOL?
Oh, yeah. Lando Lakes.
Oh, my, yeah.
That's a really good brand of milk. I really like their milk.
What?
And they produce feed for...
You guys can tell...
There's a style
Hemp's
of milk
is better.
That's regional that I actually get the shits from.
Okay.
That's random.
Well, too much information. You guys can tell the difference, huh?
I get the shits if I eat greasy food.
That's like anybody.
Yes.
I mean, but
I have terrible bowel movements.
Grandma's or other.
Grandma.
Grandma Alice.
Grandma Alice.
Milk?
Yeah. I can't drink it because it just makes my stomach super upset and I just...
Is it?
And it just punches you from the inside.
Is it like sweet?
Yes.
And then it just rages war.
Do they pasteurize it, or
what? I don't know what they do.
Or do they not pasteurize it, I mean?
It goes straight from the cow to the jug.
Yuck. That'd be great.
That would, yuck.
Whole milk?
That'd yeah, be dude, nasty.
I okay, I think that's why I got to
do you
be
have
this
any
way.
Idea? I would love to drink no, just that, whole milk. Whole milk is the
that's
best.
That's probably what started
you ever had
it.
Whole milk on cereal? Oh my god,
yes,
that is
I
the
have.
Best way to start a
that
day.
That could probably be
that
pretty good.
That is the greatest way to start a day.
That could probably
whole milk
be pretty
in
good.
General
I think
is
I would
disgusting.
Have to fall
because it's just like
that.
Cream then.
Whole milk
yeah,
is better when you're making potatoes, mashed potatoes,
it's great.
And stuff.
It's like
okay.
taking a 5-minute nap before you go.
Yeah,
so
mashed potatoes.
When I lived in the cities, my roommate.
Lived in the cities?
Yes.
Which cities?
For a year and a half.
Egan.
In Egan.
Which
cities?
That's not cities, that's Egan.
It's a suburb. Whatever.
They're all connected.
Cities.
My
we're not getting technical.
It's the twin
cities.
Okay. Anyways, okay. So
I'm just trying to make it so that people can understand where we're talking about. Because you say the cities, and like, okay, where are these people?
Minnesota.
Okay, so in the one.
Hey, remember
town
we went to that one hockey game
than...
and that one lady asked
so where are you guys
from? I was like,
we're in
Minnesota.
The United States.
Yeah. So, anyways, not one of my brightest moments. Anyways, okay.
We speak English.
Only because we're forced to.
What?
So go on with your story, Al. When you lived in the cities, your roommate.
Oh, yeah, my roommate. That's all he drank was whole milk. And I ran out of milk one time, so I drank the rest of his jug over the weekend.
Yeah.
My lord, I used it to cook mac and cheese. I drank like 3 glasses of it at a time.
Dude, whole milk is shit.
No.
And
it is fantastic.
I drank
I'll
a lot of
it to make
and then,
mashed
now
potatoes
look at
and
me.
That's it.
Look
but,
at me.
But it tastes so good. It is.
Oh, not all the time, though.
No,
not on a hot day.
Well, not on a hot day, period. So,
not on a hot day.
So, if
yes,
the winter in the winter.
Actually, so, people have this really bad misconception that whole milk is bad for you. It is,
it is
in our modern society. Yes, because we don't have as much of a calorie output. If you have a higher calorie output, it's
no,
better for you.
It's
back
very
in the,
true.
Back in the day,
minerals and vitamins in
back in the
yeah,
day,
I know,
like,
that's what they feed
when
the baby
people
to
actually
make
work.
Fat.
No.
Help them gain weight? Yes, they do.
Yeah, I had to
yes,
eat, I had to drink whole milk when I was a little baby so I could gain weight.
I was a nibble baby.
You were a what?
Nibble baby.
Me too, I'm
so,
a nibble baby.
I guess I was too, but I'm just saying.
So
they do.
You can't get any more whole.
I'm glad I don't remember those days.
You can't get any more whole.
Children
I,
fat
I
to help
that.
Them gain weight.
I
if
understand
they're
that, but
malnourished.
That's because they just lay there.
I was
like,
born premature.
I'm sorry?
That's why I had to drink whole milk.
Is that what you want? I'm sorry.
That's why I had special formula. I was a special kid. Still I
Sherpa open. Special, right? Anyway.
Yes.
Licking windows.
Okay, anyway,
speaking of glass.
Let's get back to
Microsoft
E3.
Glass.
E3.
Or Smart Glass.
To.
That's what it's called.
Smart glass.
Yeah. Didn't you see that?
No.
So Cody's looking forward to. Smart Glass.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
Is it a video game?
No.
It's an app.
It's an...
Oh, what's it do?
It's a software
for...
It's an app. All software is now app.
I guess.
If you
it's
don't
an application.
If you say software,
it's not software,
people are going to go, what?
What's that? It's an app.
Oh.
Okay.
For what?
Like,
so
like
in,
an
for E3...
yeah.
Kind of... I'll just give you the rundown of what happened at E3 for Sony, Nintendo, and Microsoft. So basically... What each was showing off is their new stuff and games that were coming out. But
like
each,
Halo 4?
Yes, like
it'll
that.
It'll be great.
Dude, that thing is a monster.
We'll get to that. But what the common theme was is external touchscreen remote controls for the consoles. So the Wii U, the new Wii that's coming out.
I think that's going to be stupid.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
Controllers is the way to go.
What it is the Wii U for Nintendo is they finally upgraded the Wii basically to high definition. So they're only behind by, like, what, 7 years? So the Wii U has the HD now. But the main thing about the Wii, that's gonna get annoying, is the touchscreen controller that they have. So basically, it's like holding, you know, an iPad in your hands is really what it's like, but a little bit smaller screen.
Like the controller is a touchscreen.
Yeah, but I mean, it has buttons on the side too, but.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like having a second screen.
Yeah, but it's like having a second screen. But the other thing is it's still going to use the Wii remote. It's still going to use the nunchuck.
Nunchuck.
Anyways, but...
I'm surprised they didn't call it a ninchuck.
That would have been much smarter.
No, because then it's like a play on ninja and it's Nintendo, too.
Nintendo, too.
But
anyways,
so Jesse.
One thing that I'm kind of annoyed with Nintendo is how many different freaking controllers you need now.
Yeah,
You'll need the Wii U controller.
Yep.
You'll need Wii controllers, and then you'll need the stupid
nunchucks. And you'll need the classic controller.
And then you'll need the classic to play some of the other games, you know, like the 64 games.
Or anything older than the Wii. Anything older than the Wii.
No, you can play Nintendo, like... NES games.
Yes, but not with just Super Nintendo.
But not Super Nintendo and not 64. Or GameCube.
But you can't use a GameCube controller still with the Wii.
But you need, you know...
Can you still with the Wii U?
Maybe you can use the Wii U controller for that now.
Probably that's what they'll do, because it looks like a DS, basically.
Yeah.
It looks like the bottom half of a DS.
Basically, it is.
It's just a big...
It's just a larger screen.
Yeah, that's probably what somebody does, like... Huh. Let's just take these two products.
Screen off.
You guys know what a DS is, right? Mm-hmm. Yes. Dumb question. But anyway, so they just ripped off the top, and now it's connected to the Wii.
You just had an Al moment.
Yes, I did. I had an Al moment.
It's all right.
Anyway, but so I on the wall. That was the common theme there. What?
I'm going to cut you right there.
What?
I think all this new Wii stuff is going to be stupid. If you have, like, a shooting game or something.
If you've seen it, it actually looks pretty good.
It looks pretty interesting. I like
Some of the
innovations that they're
screen.
Coming with.
It's stupid to me.
No, the controls aren't on the touchscreen.
Oh, they're not? It's another TV, pretty much.
So it's like...
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Gotcha. And so
you can take it from room to room.
And so instead of having a split screen on the TV, your screen is played on there.
And somebody else is on the TV.
Correct.
Yeah, so say like you're playing Madden on the Wii.
Yep.
So you know, you one person can see
so then
their
you don't
plays
watch
up
the
there.
At all.
And you can
you
be
TV,
you could actually
you
be in a different room.
Gotcha.
Playing on your screen.
But I do have one really big downfall about it. It looks like a this gen game. It looks like a this gen console. It doesn't look like it's the next.
Yeah,
gen.
Yeah. That's
they're finally catching
that's
up.
That's why
to
I
Xbox
said earlier that they're behind by 7 years is because you know
they're just now getting HD,
and their graphics aren't really.
I think
they're at this level.
They're at this level. They're at the level that Xbox and Sony was back in 2017.
I think they're still behind.
I'm gonna say that part.
I think they're still behind.
Close.
I would say they're right at where they're at just about now.
I think they're still behind.
That's why
they are behind.
That's why they are.
They're still behind because it's not as popular as, say, like the PS3.
That's
or
not
the,
true. Everyone owns a Wii.
Yeah.
Everyone owns a Wii.
I don't own a Wii.
You are one of the few people that don't own a Wii.
I don't own a Wii.
The Wii was one of the top selling.
90% of the people in this country own a Wii.
Only because of like the Wii Sports and the Wii
don't play it anymore.
It's because it's more of like a...
It's a party thing.
It's a party thing. That's the only reason why.
Yep. And it's also a kid thing. But once
that
kid
for 5 seconds.
It's Xbox. Or PS3.
Now that Xbox has come out with the Kinect, it's gone on.
It doesn't have a chance.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a chance.
Nintendo lost.
Yeah.
But so...
They were big hitters early on, but because of the HD...
The main thing about... The Wii U, though, is the touchscreen and how that's going to play it and innovate. It's going to look interesting. I'm going to be, you know, watching it closely to see. I'll probably end up getting one down the road once they drop in price pretty far.
Yeah,
but
I'm probably going to buy
it's
one.
Not going to be something I'm going to pre-order or something or, you know, stand in line
it's
and wait
like
for
Halo
it.
It's not like Halo 4.
If it's going to be anything like the Wii, as soon as I find one that's actually in stock, I'm going to buy it. Play it 3 or 4 times?
Yeah.
And not...
Probably.
But
I probably won't wait.
It won't be in stock for the first year and a half.
Oh,
I guarantee
definitely.
It. No one will have it for a year and a half. As soon as it hits the shelves, it'll be gone.
I'm really not. Like I really just don't like my point of view. I just really don't like the Wii unless it's a big, huge party scene. And
have you ever played Medal of Honor on the Wii?
I tried, and I was terrible at it.
Dude,
my little cousin.
Really gross.
My cousin, that's all he has is a Wii.
Yeah.
And he plays Black Ops and Call of Duty and everything on it. And he is...
So you want a multiplayer, like...
He's really good.
Community for
only
that?
Because there's not a whole lot of people that play it.
Yeah, there's got to be, what, 200 people on the planet?
Right. And he is probably one of the top ranked on there, but there's not a whole lot of people on there.
It's like...
And I... Okay, so then... Now, let me go on with this little story here. You put him on any other console, like the PS3, like my other little cousins got, and they got Modern Warfare 2 for it, and me and my little brother played all my cousins, just me and him versus all my cousins.
Yeah.
We kicked the crap out of them only because we played on the Xbox.
Yep.
And it's
really true like that.
Yeah. So they went from like playing Wii and playing PlayStation. I think if you play anything on the Xbox first and then you move to like PlayStation, you're just going to kick the crap out of them. That's the way I feel about it.
So where we are in the world, the United States,
Xbox rules everything.
It does. There are more Xbox owners than PS3 and Wii.
And I think it takes a lot more skill to play first person shooters on Xbox than it does any other console besides the Wii.
At the time that we play. You have to put that in. Because Europe is completely opposite.
Yeah.
Everyone owns a PS3 in Europe.
Yep.
Yes.
So that's what they play on. So when we're sleeping and they're awake, it will be a completely different ballgame.
Yes.
So that's what I have to say.
I remember the Wii wasn't out to capture the hardcore gamers.
No, it was
not. Nintendo
is out for the casual gamers.
Yeah, family.
You know, it's there for
family
stuff. It's for the kids and for the families. It's not out for
us. It's a Nintendo product. It's a Nintendo product.
Yeah.
That's the way Nintendo was, though. As a toy. It's a toy.
Yeah.
That's the way Nintendo was. Nintendo wasn't out for a hardcore
gamer. I like about
either.
Nintendo is Mario.
Yeah, I can't not buy it.
Exactly.
I need those Mario games. I love it.
If Mario went to Xbox or Sony, Nintendo would definitely die. They would make a shit ton, but they would die, though, too.
Why would they die? They could just go into game development.
They could, but I'm talking the money and research that they put into the Wii U and stuff.
I know, but...
Would die. But, I mean, it would be... I'm sure they probably brought it up before that they thought, but why don't we just quit making shitty consoles and...
Because they should.
Exactly.
Everyone buys them.
That's why they do it, because if they make it and keep it to their console, people will buy that expensive hardware and then get the software.
I'm really surprised they let go of Sonic. They did actually,
was that really Nintendo's?
So Sega had it, and then they bought it for a few years, and then it went back open market. Uh-uh. I'm pretty sure, don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure that's how it worked. Because I remember that no one else had it for a while.
Yeah.
And so if they would have held on to that, how much money would they have made with just the Sonic the Hedgehog 2? Because he's a pretty big name also.
He is a pretty big name, but nowhere near as big as Mario, of course. Metroid is another one, though. That
Metroid's really big with
Sonic. Oh, I love playing Metroid. Big.
Exactly.
Is there anything on Xbox, the demo stuff for Metroid?
No, Metroid is Nintendo. Again, it's another exclusive Nintendo.
I suppose. But, okay, just like Halo's exclusive. Can I get back to when you're talking about your little cousin and stuff?
Yeah.
You know how freaking bad it pisses me off that kids play mature games.
It doesn't piss me off because
play any mature game ever. And it really pisses me off when I have these 12 and 13 year old kids. I don't care if they beat the shit out of me, but when they're screaming and yelling and just pissing me off and going, that's exactly what they sound like.
And you yell, "Let your balls drop, kid," before you play?
No, I don't yell that. You know what I do?
I do.
I avoid them. Because then I never have to see them.
You mute them?
Nope, I don't even mute them. I just avoid them and leave
the game. Avoid them on the Xbox.
That's
review.
Why I love that. Because I've never seen a person that I've avoided, ever.
That's why you avoided them.
But
you can still get matched up with them, but
I'm really happy that it actually works.
I guess I've never tried that.
You probably have.
I just back out and...
No. I take it to another level. When I get mad, I get mad.
He sends a bad review.
I hulk out.
He hulkifies.
Remember like he did with the sunglasses?
Yeah. Do you break controllers?
No, I don't throw controllers.
No, do you break controllers?
Why would I break a controller?
Yeah, those are expensive. Hulkified.
That would be awesome if I could just break a controller, but I would never do that.
I think that'd be awesome. That's $60.
Yeah, but if I videotaped it, could you imagine how awesome that would be?
It's like buy expensive controllers.
$320 bill.
Have more cheaper controllers than that.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's how expensive they are.
That's the base
really
price.
The last time I bought one, I just bought it because I had to have it.
It was $60 then if it was wireless, or $50 if it was wired.
So I got five of them.
Don't add that up. Too late. Anyways.
$300. Game controller sitting on the floor.
Not quite, because I threw some batteries away because they stopped working.
Batteries don't.
So that's Nintendo press conference. Sony, what they did is they came out with their new PSP Vita. It's got the touch screen and everything. Basically, what they showed there.
Stupid.
Was.
You think everything's stupid?
Yeah.
Because it's Microsoft,
if it's not
you?
Microsoft, you just think it's stupid.
Yes, yeah, because Microsoft.
Have you seen Watch Dogs?
I've seen what?
Watch Dogs.
Can we watch that? Is that a movie?
No, it could be.
It could
but
be.
It's not. It's a video game that's
sweet
going out.
Movie idea.
Yeah, it is. It looks.
Oh,
fantastic.
Is that that like gangster?
Actually, I think that would make an even better TV series. Watch Dogs.
Watch Dogs, dude. That would be just from what just the trailers.
I think
I've
seen it.
Jesus. I think it's probably the best game I have ever
It's a shooting
seen.
Game, right? You shoot guns in it?
Kind of.
We'll get to that.
Okay. Anyway.
But so with...
Back to... Sony.
With Sony, what they showed during their press conference, or what they highlighted, was how the Vita will connect with the PS3 and how you'll be able to use the touchscreen and, you know, basically interact with video games and, you know, some of the innovation there, which basically to me was exactly what, you know...
The Wii did. Yeah.
Or Nintendo is doing. But obviously a much better looking screen and a much more expensive
and it's not
controller.
It's another console that links with another
basically.
Console. It's like if the DS linked with the
yeah,
Wii.
Which I think would have been a much, much, much better idea.
We have that already.
Where you can...
Yeah, you can play with your DS and your Wii.
Well, then why the fuck are they coming out with the...
No, it's but you have to have two copies of the game.
Like, well, that's dumb.
Like
so
play,
they
no.
should have just...
So, like, you can play Mario Kart on the DS against someone on the Wii.
No, I'm talking, like, what they're doing already with the Wii U controller.
Yeah.
Why
but then with...
throw that piece of crap out, literally, and just bring in the... Even the 3DS or the...
Because it's too small.
They got the extra large screens now.
Yep, still too small. You gotta remember, it's a family-oriented game. So they also have to have the little kids and the adults that are playing with them. So if you want the adults,
again,
you have to have
like
it
I said, Nintendo is just
binoculars.
So screwed up with the number of controllers and shit you need.
If you can't tell,
for
we don't
anything.
Like Nintendo.
I
go
like
Xbox.
Nintendo.
Go Xbox.
If I was gonna rank the three, it's obviously Xbox, Nintendo, then Sony.
No. Sorry, you're wrong. Xbox, and Xbox.
We
just
know.
Throwing that
okay,
out there.
We got it.
Okay, again, I was an idiot. So, I disagree with you. Because the Wii doesn't play DVDs.
The next one will.
But, currently...
Are you sure that this next
play
one
DVDs?
Does?
I don't know if it does.
I thought they updated it with a software update.
I haven't been able to get our Wii to play DVD, ever.
I could have sworn. Maybe it was hacked.
Are you sure? I swear my aunt has watched a DVD on there.
I've never been able to get it to work. I've tried and tried and tried. And I don't think that's something you can do with a software.
Yeah, I know I had a buddy that hacked his in college. So that
well,
he could play
go.
DVDs.
He hacked it, so.
So I know it's possible, but I thought that they...
Jailbroke.
What?
Jailbroke.
Yeah, that's for Apple.
I know, I just like the term.
But so, anyways,
sounds like
that was basically Sony's little shindig, but what we got us started on this was Microsoft Smart Glass is what they called it. So Microsoft is basically bringing out, instead of you having to go out and buy a specific controller that has a touchscreen and it's only for the Xbox, you can use any touchscreen device, basically, from, you know, any iPhone, iPod Touch, iPad.
Any smartphone.
Yeah, basically any smartphone that can get an app on it.
So any smartphone and
any
tablet. E-reader.
Yeah, any tablet that can get an app
like an
on
Android
it.
System?
Yeah. Android.
Anything with a touchscreen that has
basically it. Anything with a touchscreen.
God, I'm going to have to upgrade my phone.
Exactly. Anything. See, but you just
so
upgrade
you,
it. You don't have to go out and
yeah,
buy
you
something.
Don't have to go out.
You just
yeah.
upgrade and get an app.
Yep.
And that's
going to
be my controller?
App. It'll be a free
yeah.
app.
So how the heck am I supposed to play
no,
Call of Duty?
No, it's
with
not
that?
Your controller.
No, it's not your controller.
It helps
it's an,
you.
It's like another
like,
screen.
So when you're playing Battlefield, right?
And I go
you
to
can,
the bathroom? I can take it with me?
No.
No.
Oh. No. But, like...
Maybe you want to pull up a bigger, more in-depth map, right? Pull it up like on your HUD? Screen. Yeah, like a HUD.
Could be right there.
Yeah. Like part of your HUD. Could have the number of bullets you have left in your clip. You could, you know, stuff like that.
And you could also change your classes up while you're playing.
Yeah.
Right in the middle, I can just change my class and boom, there's another ghost.
Looks like, say you died, you pull it up on your phone quick, switch it, or you could be like...
They are geniuses. I'm just going to throw that out there.
This is probably the best
thing. Yeah, the best way to go about it.
The best software hardware thing. This is the best.
Because it doesn't take hardware necessarily for Microsoft.
I love my Xbox.
You got to remember, Microsoft is a software company.
Yeah, they are. That's why they're ahead of Sony and Nintendo.
Xbox is really the only hardware that they've ever really done and worked with. Everything else is third party. They just do software.
Yep, and that's why I think they have
the biggest
edge because it's Microsoft. They're a computing company.
Yep,
they're a computing.
They're not spending gaming, money so on stuff the hardware stuff.
I always wanted before I ever got my Xbox. I always wanted a PlayStation because I thought they were the coolest thing.
They were.
And I thought Xbox was going to be the stupidest thing.
The first Xbox was the stupidest thing ever.
No, but I mean, like, okay, and then like
those whole Halo controllers. Jesus,
the whole Halo thing came out. Once the 360 came out, I was like, dude, the launch of Halo was. I want a 360. I don't want anything else but a 360.
Not to be a pun or anything, but Halo was a game changer.
Yes,
it was. Changed the world of video games.
Yep.
Because it just...
What actually really changed
that era was the online style.
Yeah, was multiplayer. Yeah, was Xbox Live is what really changed it.
Yes.
Before
Xbox Live, there's another thing. You guys remember what that was? You can look it up. I don't remember the name of it, but there was a thing before Xbox Live that you did sign up for. It was basically like Sony's live thing now, where it was free.
And you can play Halo 2.
No, it was Xbox. The original Xbox had something, so you could play online on Halo 2.
Yeah, it was Xbox Live.
No,
yeah.
It wasn't Xbox Live. There was something before Xbox Live. I know there was. But it was slow as shit because it was all dial-up still.
S-Series.
Well, that wasn't Xbox's fault. That's everyone else's fault.
But that's what I mean, is that it was before that. It was a precursor. I know it existed. But anyway, so yes, Xbox Live was a huge game changer. Especially since Xbox Live has never crashed.
Yes.
Unlike Sony. No, because we pay for it. Exactly. That's why you pay for it. That's why you pay $59.99 a year. That's one game that you... That's just one game that you give up. I do that. That is so smart.
Yeah. Mine automatically renews every year.
Exactly.
But it's going to be up and just automatically renews.
I
don't know what I do without Xbox Live because I can watch Netflix... Zoom.
I love Zoom, dude. That's why I have the Xbox, because I have a Zoom.
I don't have a Zoom interface. But I just rent videos off Zoom.
Yep. So that's why Xbox has another beat over the PS3, because it has an MP3 system attached to it.
Well, the whole internet part of it, too. It's pretty much a computer.
Is PS3 now. PS3 is the same way. Have you used a PS3?
No, because I don't like PlayStation anymore.
But if you sat down and used it, it's a lot like the Xbox 360, which you're describing.
But is it more user-friendly?
It's just user-friendly. The only difference is that it's free.
And it's probably really laggy and
it's really good.
It's not?
It is really good.
It is?
The big thing was that a year and a half ago...
It was always called Xbox Live.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Anyway, I always thought it was.
I'm so sure that there was something else that was integrated with it.
It was called Xbox Live. Was finally given a name at E3 in 2002 when the service unveiled in its entirety.
But it was out before that.
No.
So what was it called before that? Because the Kinect was Project Natal. You guys remember?
Yeah, I know, but they didn't have a name for it because
had a different name.
The Xbox wasn't even out yet.
I suppose. But anyway, so with the first PS3, it is a really good, except, what, was it 2 years now?
Say what?
2 years ago that the system got hacked?
That's probably about 2 years now.
Yeah, 2 years ago, if you had a Sony thing, you know, that pass or whatever, all of your billing and all your private information was stolen.
Yeah.
Everybody, if you had it, was stolen.
And it was down for a long-ass time.
It was down for 3 weeks. They said they'd get it fixed, and then it was down for another 3 weeks.
I was going to say, it was like a month and a half, wasn't
For 6.5 weeks total, it was down.
That would never happen to Xbox.
No, because we pay for it. We have a dedicated amount of people who work on Xbox Live.
It's pretty much just a bunch of hackers that protect it.
Yeah, that's exactly how hackers came to be, though, too.
Yeah.
It's just the reverse, that I'm protecting this, so I know the loophole, so I'm going to break in and have them pay me to fix it. I know it's a conspiracy thing, but...
That'd be, like, a great job.
But you also have to not get caught hacking.
Yeah, you can't get caught...
As soon as you're caught, you're screwed.
Yeah. Isn't that a federal offense?
Yeah.
Yes. Because you're usually crossing borders.
Yeah.
As in state lines.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That could be for another podcast.
So, what is the game besides Watch Dogs? Because everybody's excited for Watch Dogs because it's multi-system.
Pull up a trailer for that. I want to see it.
For Watch Dogs?
Yeah.
One of the things I liked about Smart Glasses that they showed at E3 was, for Madden, is how you use Smart Glass for...
Right. But you look at your
I'm going to look up.
So what they did was, you can redraw your routes on the fly. So you can pick a play, and then redraw the route on your Smart Glass, and hit the receiver will follow the route you drew.
Nice.
So you don't have to audible on the line, or you don't have to change it on the line. You just go pick the play, and then you
do it.
And then you hike. Watch it. So it was part of
for each day.
So it was the Microsoft presentation on E3.
Is it a different console? Like Microsoft is this day?
No. E3 is a gaming thing.
Yeah, I know what E3 is, but I don't understand quite how it was set, because I didn't watch it.
I'll tell you.
I was
going to
watch it, but I didn't.
So E3 is a 3-day thing, but it's actually 4 days. So the 3 days, they just basically go over video games. Like each video game gets like a 20-minute section, and they, tell you about it.
And then
the new one's coming out. The new one's
but on the first day, which isn't really the first day, it's the pre-day of the first day.
They go to the consoles, don't they?
Each console has like their own little press conference.
Except for
Nintendo actually didn't do theirs until the first day of E3, so they weren't on Ubisoft.
I cannot tell you guys how excited I am for Halo 4. Halo is what I play. I love Halo, and it is the bomb. It is the greatest game I have ever played. I love every single one of them. And I didn't start playing until Halo 3. That was the first time I ever played the campaign, was Halo 3. Then I went back, and I love the story, I love everything about it.
I have not played, I started playing Halo 3, the campaign for it. Never finished it. And then I started playing for Halo Reach, and got me through, like, the first level. We did co-op on it.
Oh, so then we're gonna have to play it.
And then that was it.
We're gonna have to play that. Because we co-op over Xbox Live.
What I remember is, for the first Halo.
I think I played that on the computer.
Probably. Could have.
Probably.
But I remember Premiere Video in Fairmont you could rent a console from them. It was a video,
They had a huge store. Video section.
That's awesome. You could rent a console.
And so you could go and, rent the Xbox or the, whatever. And so I remember my older brothers, Brady and Jordan, they went in and rented the Xbox because we couldn't afford it, so we just rented it. And we rented it with Halo.
Dude,
and I just remember playing. That's my first real...
Of renting a console? That would be great. I would love to.
My first real...
Okay, so I should back
Halo.
I did get invited to LAN parties, but I don't count those as playing because I was just the diversion. Yeah,
because of people who actually played it all the time.
Yes, and so I got signed in as a guest,
so I had that name
that won. So people would look at me and shoot me expecting to get the good guy, and then they would get psyched. So that I was just used as bait.
That's how I felt when I was running over to your house, and we always used to play.
Both Halo 1 and 2 were like that for me. But then Halo 3,
I took off.
And Halo 2, I played a lot. With my friend DJ a lot.
Yeah, we played
it. But it wasn't
DJ's
until Halo 3 came out that I finally went out and bought an Xbox 360.
Yeah.
It was probably about a month after it came out that I bought.
Yeah, for me it was my freshman
Xbox.
Year. I bought it with my tax return.
Because actually, what I did is I had actually bought a Wii, and then
I
sold
smart.
It. Yeah,
I remember that.
I sold it to a friend.
I remember
and
that
my parents
whole
got
thing.
PO'd at me.
I remember that. You met the Wii. Because
they're like, you're never going to play that.
You never use the Xbox. The
Wii's awesome. We have so much fun with it, you know. Because we had had it for a month and we were using it a lot, obviously. Yeah. But I was like, I want Halo.
You want a gaming console. You don't want to...
Yeah.
La fun.
Basically. So I sold it to a friend that's, you know... You gotta remember, this is when the Wii was really...
When you couldn't buy a Wii.
Yeah,
you couldn't buy a Wii.
Because I remember I went up to the thing and they had one left. It was at Shopko that I was at. They had one left and I bought the last one.
You want to know how out of stock they were before we bought our first one?
The first
Wii. We were 3.5 hours away, like visiting a relative or something, and we found two of them. We're like, okay, we have to buy it because this is the closest place we've ever been to finding one. Because we went to Best Buy's and we went to all these places that were local, yep. And it's just like, nope, 3 week. You have a 3 week wait. And that went on for a year almost before we got our Wii. And it was just ridiculous.
Well, my parents finally went out and bought
one. Actually, I bought the Wii because they were at a different store. I'm like, hey, we have the Wii here. Should I buy it? Because we can't find it anywhere else.
Yeah.
Is the Xbox going to come out with another 360 soon?
They're not coming out with another 360. We all know they're working on another console. They didn't announce it. They didn't say anything about it at E3. But everyone knows that
I want to know if I should wait to get an upgrade version of the 360, the next one that comes out, or if I should just
honestly wouldn't unless you really, really need to.
Okay.
Well, obviously, I'm not going to unless mine takes a shit.
Well, yeah, then I would.
Mine does just fine right now.
Here's what you should do. You should go to, like, GameStop or Best Buy and see if you can trade and see how much you can get with the trade. To be completely honest, because the new Xbox is great.
It'd be nice for the Wi-Fi.
The Wi-Fi in and of itself.
I don't really need Wi-Fi
you have your router right next
there.
To it.
Exactly. Yeah.
But for me, and I need everything wireless.
Yeah.
Because I move my Xbox constantly.
Yeah.
I'm always taking it wherever I go because I don't have any. I only have one Xbox.
I just have one wherever I do go. Home or...
Yeah.
See, I only have one. If I could have two,
buy multiple.
My parents
sell controllers. And buy
my parents don't have theirs anymore because my little brother took it. So if I ever go home and I want to take the Xbox with me,
if I really don't
play
when I'm home,
be great.
Mostly because the internet at home sucks.
The internet at my parents sucks too. They only have like three.
So what did you think about Watch Dogs, Al?
I thought it was really good, and I will probably get it because
it's awesome. Yeah, it's the best looking game I've ever seen.
It seems really fun because you can control the world.
Cody and I
bet you they. I bet you they come out with it by the end of the year.
Cody and I have a bet.
Doubt it. It'll definitely be next year.
By November, by holiday season. So by
Cyber
Monday 2013.
The console will be
the
available
next
to buy.
Xbox console will be released
along with Watch Dogs.
No. He's just saying console.
Yeah.
Oh, so we have a bet about that. So if it's not out by Cyber Monday. 2013,
yeah.
I win.
Okay.
That includes pre-orders. If you can pre-order but can't buy it, I still win.
Right.
Because it has to be out.
It has to be out.
You have to be out.
Playable.
You have to be able to get your hands on it. Probably not us, but you could be able to.
If you pre-ordered it and got it, you can play it.
Yes.
How come that doesn't count? How come you would win?
Pre-order.
Because if you pre-order it,
it's not
I've already got Halo 4 pre-ordered, and that doesn't come out until November 4th. We're recording this on June 14th.
2012.
Okay.
That's, what, 5 months away?
Half. Oh, for that.
For Halo 4, that's
Halo
5 months away. Yeah. So if you're pre-ordering a console 5 months away, that's April?
Yeah. But so anyways, Watch Dogs.
Yeah, Watch Dogs is amazing.
I think,
great.
You know, like we were...
Great idea.
You know,
reminds me of Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, a combination of Grand Theft Auto. I think the driving style is a lot like Need for Speed.
But we don't know the controls for that.
True, but I mean, I'm just saying from the look of it, the look and the feel that I'm getting, the vibe is, you know, some of that, you know, definitely like the most wanted series.
Yeah.
You know, with
seems
the cops
like a lot
chasing.
Of Grand Theft Auto, but with a better storyline.
That's simply because Grand Theft Auto did an urban environment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's
first,
you know, it's because they did
a sandbox
open world in the city. They were the first ones to do it. Yeah.
And you definitely get, you know, from the trailer,
you're not a superhero anyway.
You get the Assassin's Creed, you know, kind of
you have so many
gameplay style.
I'm hoping it plays like it.
I hope the AI is how...
Like what we saw?
Yeah, like we saw with the person in the car, you know, husband.
I really hope
basically crying about the wife that got shot, you know, like, talk to me, you know?
How many lines of dialogue would they have if they did that?
A lot.
No. It'd be just tons.
It'd have to be just a really smart AI.
And, you know, from the cutscenes, how it flowed
the
gameplay.
There'd be voices for every occurrence. So instead of just recording what you say in a certain spot, it would have to record a couple thousand of what you would say.
Yeah.
In case something happened.
So that time, so every time, you know, someone gets shot in the car, it's not the same. So honey, are you okay?
Oh, but I'm saying my head.
But the AI, the voice would be the same, but, like, each person is an individual.
Yeah, that's
so the AI just learns, okay, just got shot, you know, be like, oh my,
that's voice acting. That's voice acting.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with the AI there. The AI is what you fight.
Oh, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah. I'm talking about the people who aren't fighting you, who are just there.
Well, even the people that fight you.
Conversations that you can listen into.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just how the environment reacts is the AI, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, how the people walking down the street react to you firing a gun.
Yeah.
You know, in the very first, well, I shouldn't say the very first, but we'll go Grand Theft Auto 3, the very first person Grand
third
Theft Auto.
Person?
Well, third, first person.
Third person?
What did I say? First
person. First person.
Third person. Shooter.
So top down.
Yeah, not top down. You know, when you
somebody
shoot.
Pulled out a gun.
Yeah, if you pulled out a gun in that and shot someone, shot, you know, anything, people wouldn't even run really away from
like,
you.
Huh.
It was just like, huh.
But, and then some people. And then other games that follow it, everybody just scatters.
Yep.
I mean, it's just, they're gone. Yeah, but with that one, there were some computer characters that were just there that weren't police.
Yeah.
That would start fighting you because it's like, oh, you have a gun. You're doing something wrong. There was a hero. Some people were heroes.
Which they're getting down towards the right track, but, you know.
And I think that was a good mix. I want to see some heroes, but not too many.
Yeah.
Not too many people running away.
Or, you know, like, another instance is even in, you know, Grand Theft Auto, the newest Grand Theft Auto, what's the newest?
Four.
Four?
Grand Theft Auto 4.
If you're speeding down, you know, the road and you pass a cop car, he won't stop you. If you hit another car, he won't stop you. If you barely nudge him, his lights are on. You know?
That's realistic, though. If you barely touch a cop car, though, you are.
Well, yeah, I get that, but I mean, if I'm speeding around, if I'm hitting other cars.
These are more important things to do. Liberty City sucks, dude.
The cop's
just no idea.
Not going to do anything.
You don't live in Liberty City.
I'm just saying, for AI purposes, it's freaking ridiculous, you know.
But I enjoyed.
I know it's one of the hardest things to code.
I enjoyed.
I can't imagine that. I can't imagine having to watch your speed in Grand Theft Auto so that you don't get wanted.
That's how I want it, though.
But that would be ridiculous.
I enjoy Grand
I want
Theft
that.
Auto.
You just wouldn't have as many cops. I mean, how many times do you speed, though? Maybe you don't speed in real life.
Do
you speed?
No.
You've never sped?
Yeah, but that was because the entire traffic flow around me had. I was in Des Moines, Iowa.
You go by traffic flow?
Yeah. In Des Moines, Iowa, it was a 77 miles an hour. We were going 95, and cops were passing me.
Yeah, but
just because of the flow. That was the flow. And so to go a little bit faster than the flow, they had to go 95. It was just ridiculous.
I mean, it doesn't mean there has to be a cop on every, you know, corner in the game.
There were semis flying at that speed. That is scary shit.
There's not very many semis that really go over, well, the newer ones, but
those semis were flying, dude. I don't know what it was. There were semis and Mini Coopers and all sorts of sizes. Everybody
semis
was
have
flying.
To be able to go over like 90, 95.
Semis?
Because interstate down in Texas, the interstate limit
their governor
is
usually
85.
Kick out at like 90.
I don't care about Watch Dogs. Halo 4,
that's
in sight. That's within reach.
Okay.
I want Halo 4.
There you go.
Have you seen the trailer for Halo 4? You should, because it is amazing.
I did, and I liked it.
Did you see the gameplay for it?
Dude, that
even
that elite getting disintegrated? That was scary. When I watched it, I was like, what?
The new... I don't know. Flood
the artificial artificial beings.
I don't
beings.
Know what you want to
call
them.
Artificial beings. Because
we don't know who they are or what they are.
But Cortana says they're not organic, so they're artificial. They're made by something. Something made them. But
they have an organic, don't they have an organic, like, fluid going through them? But
I don't know. I guess the best thing would be, like, Mass Effect with those.
Yeah, I thought it was like
those type of things.
A cyborg almost type thing.
Yeah, it was weird.
Where it's mostly
it's robotic life.
But with a organic something.
Organic base.
Yeah.
Carbon. Basically, it's a bunch of General Grievouses that you're fighting.
Basically.
If you don't get that reference, you should find a different podcast.
Definitely. But anyway,
different podcast.
Yeah, I don't look that far into video games. If they look good, I play them.
Video game.
So I'm excited for Halo 4.
Definitely,
hands down, Halo 4 is a beast. It's an uncontrollable, hungry beast, and no one will be able to stop it.
You think it's gonna top all the sales of
between November 4th,
Call of Duty, and stuff?
I think it's gonna beat Call of Duty,
the top selling game.
It's gonna beat Call of Duty.
No, it will top Call of Duty. Do you have any idea?
No, I'm not saying it's not. I'm saying, like,
he
since
said it
they're
would.
It's going to. Oh, yeah. Only because Halo is Halo.
But Call of Duty is Call of Duty.
Yeah, Call of Duty is Call of Duty.
So I don't
but Halo that. Is before Call of Duty.
Yeah, but Call of Duty in the last few years have broken even the Halo 3 and Halo Reach records.
It is more international.
Much
yes.
more. Halo is really a U.S.
Because it's Xbox.
Because it's Xbox. Yeah, yes. Very. Where
but
Call of Duty is all
platforms. I don't think the new. I'll probably get the Black Ops 2. I'm not gonna die. I'll probably get it too.
You know what?
Because I watched the gameplay for it on E3.
Black Ops 2.
Yeah.
I didn't see it
on E3. It was good for what they showed.
Okay.
That sucked.
Only because
you don't.
Only
like
because
the
you have like you have like
you don't
a,
like the futuristic the.
The guns look good, but the
I
whole futuristic
like
part of it, controlling all the drones and stuff,
yeah.
that you don't it makes it simpler for you.
Definitely
guy.
The story
you want,
mode.
You want
looks
either,
like it's gonna suck
you want
too.
Sci-fi, where it's a couple hundred years in the future?
Yeah, it's either Halo or present
it,
day.
You don't want it a couple of years in the future.
I don't want what people
like
think is going
future.
To happen when I know what's gonna happen. You know,
when I'm
gonna live through
see.
It. Yeah,
I think some of the weapons are gonna be really cool because they showed a sniper rifle. And you charge up the shot, and it will go through a concrete pillar.
Like
the size of that solid concrete, like the size of your refrigerator.
I hate movies.
Like Column, it showed him shooting two guys, two headshots, one shot, but he got two guys in the head.
Yeah.
Through a bridge pillar.
See, I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like
and
that.
And you
either.
Have to charge the weapon up, and it used thermal, and it shot right through there.
Yeah, see.
And you're defending the president. But, I mean, like, I don't know if that's going to be a multiplayer.
Yeah, I bet that's just campaign.
It might be just campaign.
I'm hoping it's just campaign.
But
otherwise, everyone's just going to be sniper.
But,
thermal.
Charging up thermal sniper
just,
rounds.
It is
wham,
a
taking out walls.
Huge. I thought that was pretty cool, because he was sniping them from a long ways away.
But that kind of really just ruined the campaign mode now for me. Because that's probably going to be one of the coolest and highlight parts that
yeah.
you get to do, and now they
you
just showed
like,
it.
Oh my god.
Know?
But
like,
then
like
another thing is you can control little helicopter drones.
Yeah, I saw that.
And by
that
just the little
really
thing. I didn't like that, only because it takes away, you can just send them out, kill all the guys, and just walk through. Which I think
obviously,
is really stupid, because the guy, he didn't really shoot
really
a
no
lot of guys.
No different, though, than.
But what difficulty was that at?
That too.
Yeah, I think he was on, like, normal.
If it was normal, but then. If it was like a veteran or something, they probably would have taken that helicopter out. And you probably would have had to do stuff.
I don't know, because then it wouldn't have been futuristic like it's supposed to be.
But then that could have just been his style.
Because
he would shoot, where you like to run and gun. He doesn't like to run and gun. He likes to do more strategy.
I do strategy, but I would rather shoot them myself and use the strategy that way, like flank them, you know, do all this and that.
But that's what I'm saying, is that you still prefer the gun.
I would still prefer the gun over saying, okay, yeah, hey, you know, drone, go out there and kill all them people. I'm just
going to
walk
through
this.
I don't like going out there. I
yeah,
like to sit back
that,
at the,
I know that's
way back
do.
Of the map
rather,
and not die.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but the thing is, there is, you don't get experience with all the guns and close quarters and all that kind of stuff.
I don't want that.
I guess that's just
yeah.
not me.
Exactly, but that's the playing styles.
Only because That's just how I am. I'd rather be right there. And
the thing I hate about the game is, you know, like movies, like older movies like that were made back in the 80s where they're like, you know, like the Terminator movies sometimes, I think even Terminator 2, they were like, the year, you know, this is the future year of 2008, you know, and the movie was maybe made in 1980. Yeah. It's like, you know, I've lived all that and I've seen what they all have, and then in the movie, you know, in the movie, in the 1980s movie, they have all this neat, futuristic crap, and it's like,
so off.
Either one, we don't have that, or two, we had that like a year later.
You know what the most futuristic things that we have now are? In my opinion?
iPhones.
Segways.
I love Segways, dude.
But everybody has to use one.
I don't think it's really futuristic.
I don't think it's futuristic either.
Not anymore, because it's been out for so long, but when it came out,
I really didn't think it was that futuristic either.
A gyroscopic mobile thing.
I thought it was just a lazy man's way of getting around on a scooter.
It is. But I mean, it's got a gyroscope in it, and a gyroscope was so complex at the time.
I thought it was just a rich man's toy.
To move.
Just a rich man's toy.
You would love one, though.
I'm sure I probably would, because
there's a place in Mankato where you can rent them.
We are doing that.
We should do that.
Campus, isn't it? Don't they rent them on campus somewhere? I saw on campus that they would rent them.
No, there's a place,
But,
Halo 4 is going to be awesome.
Yeah, very excited for Halo 4.
Watch Dogs is going to be awesome.
Oh, the thing that I missed so much? Bungie did not exist at E3.
Because they pretty much...
No, Bungie is
still going strong. I know they're...
They're making an exclusive game for PS3.
They're in their secret little bunker making their game.
They always are when they're in the middle of making a game. I was so hoping that I could see that game.
That's true. That would be,
if I would have saw that, I would have bought a PS3. If I would have seen that this year, if I see that before the end of the year, I'm going to buy a PS3. I'll probably buy a
PS3 after the PS4 comes out.
You'll buy a PS3 after the PS4 comes out.
Yeah, because then they'll drop in price like no other.
Yeah. But I mean, Bungie is... I loved Bungie. Bungie did great with Halo. Stop cracking your knuckles!
It's very loud on the...
No, it is huge loud on this microphone.
Super loud.
It is crazy.
He's gonna Hulk out on me.
It's really hard.
Anyways, finish your.
Mean, I guess, on the podcast.
Okay? Finish your business.
No, you're good.
You're good.
I don't even know what I was talking about anymore.
You're talking about Bungie.
Yeah, Bungie was great. Yay. No, 343 is great. Yay. Okay, game over.
Okay, so to wrap it up.
Game over.
We talked about
games. Game over.
E3.
Game over.
What else did we talk about?
You finished the campaign.
All right, well, this ends our podcast.
Yeah,
I'm Cody Meyer.
I'm Al Cole.
I'm Jesse Meyer. Thanks for tuning in.